Dana Hip Hop, album review, Mac Miller, watching movies with the sound off. So, this is Mac Miller's second album independently. You know, he released a couple of mixtapes and all that in between there. Last time we reviewed this was with the Needle Drop. We did Macadelic. And pretty much not too many people liked it. I liked it. I fuck with Mac. And in that review, if you guys go back, the reason why I like Mac Miller is because of his beats and his flow. Didn't change on this. Matter of fact, I feel like he stepped up on this one. I remember listening to this at the job, and Ken was like, yo, Mac stepped up. I was like, I agree. I definitely agree. I definitely have to say that my favorite track on this one is the title track, Watching Movies. I definitely think Watching Movies, that was my favorite joint. That right there should be played in the strip club. Red Dot Music with Action Bronson. That's my other favorite joint. Ken put me on to it. He's like, yo, did you listen to Action Bronson joint yet? I'm like, nah, not yet. That shit was dope. If this is supposed to be some type of concept album or something, I didn't get it. I listened to this 5, 6, 7 times. I didn't get it because the whole album just sounded like you were tripping off of something, you know. But it wasn't like watching a movie with the sound off. So I didn't get the concept there. But his lyrics don't hold any weight to me, man. Like, it's not like he's saying anything profound. He ain't saying nothing real except for Watching Movies. I felt Watching Movies was dope. But I listen to Mac Miller for his flows and for his beats, man. And I think it's dope. What's up?
Where has Mac Miller ever really said anything with his lyrics? And I only bring that up besides, I think Macadelic is the album that he, you know, wanted to become a little bit more personal and insightful. But outside of that, when has he ever really said anything with his lyrics? And that being said, why are you holding that against him?
I'm not holding that against him. I'm just saying it's something that he doesn't do. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not dinging him because I still enjoyed this. I definitely enjoyed this. But it's just like, you know, listening to it so many times, it's like when you have a title called Watching Movies with the Sound Off, I thought it was supposed to be a concept. So I'm trying to cap.
Yes? Can we explain to you real quick?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm surprised you don't know this, but people that get high, they watch movies with the sound off. Yeah, they put like music on, they'll get high and they'll leave the TV on because there's like a visual something going on. Now, I don't think it's like a weed high. I think it's more of like a psychedelic high. They'll put the TV on, they'll put music on because the music will put them in one place, but then the visuals put them in another place. I only know that because I fuck with drug heads. I'm not a drug head, just so that's clear. But that's what it means.
Okay, that's.
But you never watched.
I took that a minute. Well,
but you never done that before? Watched a movie with the sound off or anything like that? Or TV with the sound off?
Now, the sound was on. You just old ass couldn't hear it.
I'll watch like NBA TV while I'm listening to albums we got to review, you know, for, you know, but I guess.
No, it's not a movie.
Yeah. Right, well, yeah, I was going to say it's not a movie, but, you know, you watch a TV with
the sound. Yeah, I'm watching TV with the sound. I'm not.
But I guess back to what Mike was saying, when you do
fucked up with it. But I guess after that explanation, I get it because the album did sound like he was a trippy album the whole way through, so. I get the concept now after Mike explained it to me. I didn't know that at all.
I ain't like this shit, man. I love this shit.
Damn. Damn, B.
Every time I was
cheesy rap.
That was the best. You know what? That was the fucking best part of the whole damn album was Loaded Lux with his little spoken word. That shit was cool as hell. That was the best part. And then, of course, I think the production was kind of cool. But the MC Mac Miller, corny. I did not like it at all. He's. I don't know if it's just his voice, the way he flows. It's just like, you just forget that the damn album is on, man. Like, you forget about the MC the whole time. It's like, this dude is. I'm not hating. I'm telling the truth. It's like he don't hold no weight. It's so lazy, and it's just like, dude, come. The only track he had a little bit of energy, and I think it's because of Fly Low, was the SDS track. He sounded a little bit.
But I Am Who I Am, his flow was.
Come on, homie, we major. Interesting flavor.
But that's him, though.
Yeah. I don't like it. That's him. That's not. Okay, yeah. That's just not my cup of tea. I can't really mess with this album as a whole. Like I said, the Action Bronson did pretty good with his feature. Jay Electronica was cool with his feature. Who else? I was a little disappointed.
Yeah,
I was a little disappointed. I was a little disappointed in Ab, so I didn't care too much for the Schoolboy Q track either. I didn't really like this album though, man. I just, like I said, his flows, it's not my cup of tea, it's not my thing. Yeah, cool, he wanna try to be serious. I can't take him serious. I just can't.
I think Mac Miller has definitely progressed, and that's one of the things that I liked about this album as a guy that, you know, don't really care for Mac Miller as a whole. You know, I think when I listen to his projects and take them from A to, I guess, C now. Well, no, there's more than that. But anyway, taking it from, what was the first one? Blue Slide Park, which was, I think you said it was kind of like that college kid kind of rap and, you know, party rap and stuff.
More than one of his albums?
Yeah, Blue Slide.
Two of them?
But anyway, you know, you called it like kind of college rap, you know, real playful. And then the second one, like Fifo said, was kind of, you know, real personal and insightful. And this one has more of a serious tone to it, where, and I think what the beats and the production brings a certain sound to it, sonically, where it sounds a little bit more serious in nature. And that's kind of the things that, what I appreciated from Mac Miller is that, for me, it's kind of like, it's a series of progressions from him. He's bringing you something different with each project.
Serious. Is that the word? Explain serious, though.
I'm kind of lost on that one, too.
Yeah. Because I feel you. I feel you, but I don't know if serious is the word.
Maybe close. What I mean by that is, what I'm saying is that, you know, from the first project, when it's very playful, the beats are light, friendly, you know, everybody go drink and have a party, have a good time. I think with the features that he has on this project, he can't really rap that way anymore. He has to be a little bit more serious and take the craft a little bit more serious. I knew we were going to get a lot of requests from Mac Miller, and we've already done two Mac Miller projects in the past. So I didn't really have an interest in listening to this project, because I thought I was gonna get the same old type of thing, and he brought something a little bit different.
What did he bring different? I thought
the sound of it was different. Yeah.
I mean his production was, he had a good verse for beats, but that's it. Mac Miller himself didn't really do nothing for me.
Yeah, but for me, I feel you. I understand Mac Miller is still Mac Miller, but at the same time, I think the sound that he's putting out now, the music that he's rapping over now, is different than what he's done before in the past. So, all in all, I think when I first put it on a couple of listens, based on that alone, I was like, dang, you know what? I really like this project, because it's a
progression.
It's a progression for Mac Miller, and that's what I appreciated from it. You know, over time, when I was talking to my man Yo from the tape deck, over time it kind of loses its luster a little bit, and it kind of falls off a little bit hard on the second half of the album when he kind of gets to that singing type stuff that he's doing. Yeah. But overall, I mean, you know, I applaud Mac Miller for bringing something different to the table and not sticking to the same old formula that worked well for him in the beginning of his career.
I'm kind of with B. I didn't like this shit. But the only part I do disagree on slightly with B is I didn't think the production was good. I thought the production was amazing. I loved the production on this album. It was layered. It was just, all of the songs to me were just produced so well. Like, I liked the production on this more than the J. Cole album. You know, I thought that, but I think that kind of hurt Mac Miller a little bit, because when I listen to this album, I forget that Mac Miller's even there, because he is the most uninteresting rapper I've heard in recent years. He's almost uninteresting to the Currency level. And that's not a shot at Currency. Well, I guess it kind of is. But I find Currency more interesting than I find Mac Miller. The only positive I can give Mac Miller is, the main one is, he stopped that stupid fucking laugh that he was doing before. He quit doing that. And he did step his flow up quite a bit. But it still wasn't enough to make me like this album. You know, I would love if he would just put out the instrumentals, because I would love the instrumental of this album, because I just love the production. But Mac Miller does nothing to hold my interest. I liked him singing more than I liked him rapping. Like that song at the very end, that not Euphoria, the one where he's like, I wish we could be free, you and me, we. You know, you know what I'm talking about?
No, Mike.
Optics in the Mirror. That was what it was called. Optics in the Mirror. Well, wherever the fuck it was in the album. It felt like the end, because I was just sick of listening to it, I guess.
Yeah.
But I liked him singing more than I liked his rapping.
So I don't really know what else I can say about this album. It just, it didn't do it for me.
So you don't understand the appeal of Mac Miller to people?
I did before.
Okay.
I did on Blue Slide Park because he was making those party, poppy, fun tracks. Yep. He's this silly little goofy white kid and everybody likes him and he's funny. You know, he's like Johnny Knoxville or Bam or some shit, okay. But rapping. I understood it then, mm-hmm. But then when he tried to get serious on the next album, I think I remember saying this, it missed me.
Yeah.
I can't take you seriously. And then on this album, I don't remember if he was still doing that as much. I still remember him having some sillier songs on there, but it seems like he was just trying to do one of those like stream of consciousness, just random rap flows. And it doesn't really work for me with Mac Miller because I can't take him seriously like that.
What about the terrible rap?
I wasn't impressed by his verse.
You think that's an old verse?
Maybe. Because I think Jay Elec ain't rapping no more. He's in Africa somewhere chilling with Dave Chappelle.
He's been in the studio for like 3 years, my honest opinion.
Mac Miller caught you up to get Jay Electronica on a freaking
really good weed.
It could be an old verse, though. It could be something old.
Good special shit. Not coming from fucking Africa to jump on a Mac Miller song.
You don't think so? He's so weird. Maybe he did.
Or maybe he paid for it.
Yeah, maybe he paid a shit ton of money for it.
For JLX.
Yeah. Why not? Because think about it. That's what people were talking about a lot. They're like, man, look at the features. You got Earl. Right. You got JLX.
Absolutely.
Who's,
I don't know what Tyler.
But Tyler's was on a bonus track, which I thought was weird.
Oh yeah, nobody mentioned Earl.
Okay, is this the new thing?
Was that a hook?
Why do you keep getting dope rappers and sticking them on hooks? I don't understand this. Like, maybe he was afraid to put Earl on a verse.
Should he be?
What do you think?
Shit.
You know you messed up that one.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised Tyler got a verse on a bonus track. Maybe he thought later on was like, damn, Tyler kind of fucked me up. I don't know. Put this on a bonus. Because why would you put Tyler as a bonus?
I don't know.
Because who else rapped as a feature on this album? Do y'all remember?
Action Bronson, Schoolboy Q, Absol.
Actually, yeah, that logic doesn't fit because all those rappers are way better than him.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't even want to sound like I'm shitting on Mac. I don't have no issue with Mac Miller. I just don't want to listen to him. Ever.
I think this has been deleted.
Sorry.
Recycle bin.
No, recycle bin. It wasn't even the recycle bin, man. I crashed the whole computer. I just turned this shit off.
Unlike Mike and B, I'm with Ken on this one. I appreciate Mac, you know, expanding his sound, definitely stepping up his flow, most definitely. And like I said, I like Mac because I'm not trying to dig into his lyrics, even though I did at first, and I'm like, okay, there's nothing here. But flow-wise, I can put them on in the background or just put it on and just listen to it and be like impressed because of his flow, especially on I Am Who I Am, watching movies. Those are like my two favorite ones, and the one Red Dot Music with Action. Those are like my three favorite on here for his flow. I don't have, like, you don't always have to say something profound and everything to get my attention. And he didn't. He just didn't. But the flow was amazing. It was impeccable, and it definitely bumps in the wind.
Can we pause for 2 seconds? Wait. The flow was amazing and impeccable? Impeccable? His flow was impeccable? Raphael, are you sure you want to put that on camera?
Yeah, you could put... Impeccable? I thought on I Am Who I Am, his flow was...
Impeccable.
Yes, it made me stop and hit up Ken and be like, yo, Ken, did you hear this track?
Whoa, really?
Impeccable.
Yes. That track, that one track?
That track,
I Am One album, but still, I didn't hear impeccable on that track. I thought it was cool. His flow on G's was better than that.
That man use impeccable, man.
Nah, can't do that. You set him up.
I'm not setting him up.
I stand behind the impeccable word on I Am Who I Am. That's it.
And I appreciate the progression from Mac Miller, from Blue Slide Park to Macadelic to watching movies with the sound off. And, you know, taking a different approach, you know, sonically with what he wants to do with music and experimenting and not just sticking to the same old tried and true formula that has worked for him successfully in the past. So for him now, I definitely appreciate him, you know, just really stepping outside of the box and working with artists that you wouldn't imagine you would see a Mac Miller and Action Bronson and stuff like that working together on an album. At least I wouldn't. I was surprised by the track list. He recognized the caliber of artists that he's rapping along with on this project And I think his approach to this project was different than the previous projects when he was basically kind of flying solo, if I remember correctly. So I give him props for that.
I actually agree with Ralph. This is the album that you put on in the background because he's so fucking boring that I don't pay attention to him. I'll say again, Mac, could you please release the instrumentals for this? Or what? Or because Mac actually produced some of the tracks.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And he did a great job.
Okay. Yeah. Final thought is recycle bin that hoe. Recycle bin that hoe.
Oh, you know. I don't even know if y'all can even do another final thought.